like to say that God is good.
Yes, He is.
Regardless.
Regardless.
God is good. I thank the Lord for this opportunity, for giving me this time to share the Word of God. I'd like to just open the prayer. I say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, this opportunity that you have given to each and every one of us to be a light to this world. Father, we ask that you watch over all of our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and sisters, Father. We ask that you just keep them safe and out of harm's way. Father, we ask that you anoint each and every individual, Father, that needs your precious anointing, Father, with health and wisdom and understanding. Father, we thank you for this church. We thank you for this pastor. We thank you for all of the members that make up this household. Jesus, and you pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. One thing about recurring to follow the lesson from last week, we talked about the fullness of the Gentiles. And you know, when you look at notes that you put together a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, there's always something different you want to add to it. I have a hard time just sticking with the lesson. Amen, amen. But a couple of things I want to mention. I'm turning right up with the moment. A couple of things I want to mention that I wrote down on paper here that the time today is escalating. Mm-hmm. More things are happening in a shorter frame of time.
Yeah.
Also, there's a word that came to me and said, watch out. I went to a homegoing yesterday. Lovely, lovely, lovely. But what I got out of it was, watch out for enticing words.
All right.
Okay? Yes. It's, you may not understand what is meant, but you have to watch out for what you hear and who's saying it. Mm-hmm. Although the message is beautiful, if you're not focusing in on Jesus, you're focusing in on a social message. The Bible is not about a social message, is it?
No.
It's about Jesus and our salvation.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Another thought that came to me, I just want to share these thoughts right now before I get into the message, and it is Paul, and I was thinking about, I was listening to the Sunday school. I was thinking about Paul. I said, wow. Paul had to talk with the Jews and the Gentiles.
Yeah.
I knew he had to, but it just dawned on me. He had to. Because he was bringing in a new thing. Yeah. He was introducing both of them to the church.
Yeah.
So when I was reading it again, I was reading Romans, how he said his brother and how he wished he could do this. I said, Paul, when he talked a lot about the Jews, this is dumb to me. He had to. Because how would the Jews get transferred or translated into the church?
Yes.
Unless they heard the message.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. One other thing I want to talk about is interesting. And I'm not saying this by accident anymore. It's not an accident anymore. Part of my message today, one of the scriptures in my message today was Proverbs 3. Okay? You know if you're ready to go.
Yeah.
It's interesting that trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
All right.
But also, it was talked about the bulletin. And then the word came about trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
And then my message I got.
All right.
Proverbs 3, 5, 6.
Yeah.
It's not an accident. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised anymore. Mm-hmm. I can handle it.
Yeah.
But God talks to us in a kind way. But if you can handle it, mm-hmm. He'll kick it up a notch.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So, trusting in the Lord is an integral part of the fullness of the Gentiles.
Yeah.
And I'll show you what trusting the Lord in my message today and how I get to it. But it was a message that we need to do. We need to look toward Him and what He can do for us as His beloved.
Yes.
I want to back up a bit. Not back up, I want to continue on with where we left off. And I encourage you to, if you can, take some of the scriptures there, not for my sake, but for your own sake, to look at them and review them, because I like I said before, I wrote this a while ago, but as I reread it, there's still more stuff in it for me.
Yes.
And I'm going to try to stick with what I had written before, but not get into the new stuff. Is that all right?
Yes.
All right. Amen.
Amen.
One of the key scriptures I want to go back to, and it is Romans 11 and 25. That's going to be our key scripture. That's the one we're going to jump off on and give an explanation for it. But before I read it, I want to go back to what Jesus said in Luke 21 and 24. And I've gone over it enough times. You know what I'm getting ready to read. It said in 24, "And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive unto all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled." I'm going to get into a little of that today. Now, let's go back to this main scripture, Romans 11 and 25. And it says, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in."
Yes.
I'll share a little bit of new stuff that I found as I was studying this. And it is a word here, "lest ye should be wise." Lest ye should be wise. That's an interesting feel. Lest they should be wise. How? How are you talking? It said, what? In your own conceit. Most people know what the word conceit is. And most people are familiar with a conceited person.
Yes, yes.
A conceited person is all about them. If it's not about me, I don't want to be involved in it. Amen?
Amen.
So what I want you to do is to understand conceit. But I want you to understand it in terms of what Proverbs had to say. I don't know, but I tell you. Proverbs said in 3, 5, and 6.
Yes.
I'm going to read it.
Uh-huh.
It says, "Trust in the Lord."
Yeah, yes.
Okay? That in itself, just trust in the Lord. I want you to focus in on trust in the Lord, because when we get into Romans and talking about Abraham, you're going to see what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
So it says, trust in the Lord, okay, with all thine heart.
Yeah.
Make reference now back to when we get to it, what Abraham did.
Yeah.
But now we're talking about Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. Wow. In thy own understanding. That means get away from trying to think about it for yourself.
Yes.
Okay? Because before that said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Don't go to your own understanding of what appears. And it goes on to say, in all thy ways.
Yes.
In all thy ways.
Yes.
Acknowledge Him.
I'm
going to say Abraham did that.
Yes.
Okay. And you'll see what you'll see it when we get there, okay?
Yes.
But
yes.
It said, and he
shall direct your path. I'm moving slow because I want emphasis on that. Mm-hmm. He will direct your path.
Yeah.
What is your path? Do you know what your path is? Your path is to obey and trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
Abraham didn't know where he was going, but he was told to get thee out of Haran. Sometimes you got to trust what the Lord has in store for you. And how you find out what's in store for you? Read his word. Study his word. He'll tell you. And then what jumped out at me was not 3, 5, and 6. It was verse 7. It was verse 7. Because you never go on and keep reading. You only stop at those scriptures you know and you're comfortable with them. Amen?
Amen.
But 7 says, be not wise in thine own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Be not wise in your own eyes speaks about conceit.
Yes.
What was talked about in Romans 11 and 25.
Uh-huh.
But it said here, fear the Lord and depart from evil.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't get that out of 5 and 6. But when I read 7, I said, oh, that makes sense, Lord.
Yeah.
If I want to trust in you, there's a certain amount of reverential fear has got to be because you're directing my path.
Mm-hmm.
I know you are. How do you know you are? Because you read it in his word. How did Abraham know he was? Because he believed God.
Yes.
And it was counted to him as righteousness.
Right.
And then we talk about righteousness today.
Yes.
I don't mind going over what we've gone over.
Well,
amen.
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 Yes.
So, as we look at Scripture, it said, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. That means that the saints / church have already been removed when that happens.
Yes.
That blindness that has been removed. The time of the Gentiles, understand this, the time of the Gentiles and the fullness of the Gentiles cannot coexist at the same time.
All right, Ellen.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
A beginning has an ending.
Yeah.
And the ending means something else can start.
Uh-huh.
So if Jesus said, until the time of the Gentile be fulfilled, something is fulfilled means it's over, it's no more. It's fulfilled.
Yeah.
So if it's fulfilled, that means the fullness of the Gentiles has been completed. Wow. Completed? What do you mean, Bill? I don't understand what you're saying. What I'm saying is all the empires that was given in this world to the Gentile nations is over. It's over. So we, as saints of God, as the church, will be raptured away. And what that means is that now the Jews can come back on the scene and continue where they left off in unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why do I say unbelief? Because we're going to see it when we go through these scriptures.
Oh.
And I'd like to, I'm a teacher. A pastor was talking earlier today about call.
Yes.
So a call to be apostles.
Yes, yes.
Prophets.
Uh-huh.
Pastors.
Yes.
Teachers.
Uh-huh.
I'm a teacher.
Uh-huh.
Amen. I know what my calling is.
Uh-huh.
I won't step out of it.
Uh-huh.
I'll stay right there.
Yeah.
And as a teacher, I have to be teaching something.
Yes.
I have to be teaching accurately on what the word said. If I was a math teacher teaching you algebra and went off into geometry, would I be teaching you algebra?
No.
Although I know geometry,
all right.
That's not what the lesson calls for.
All right.
It calls for you to understand algebra.
Yes.
Paul wrote so that you can understand your rights and who you are in Christ.
Yes.
But don't think of yourself more highly, Gentiles, than you ought to think.
Yes.
Amen. Why is that, Bill? Because Paul's saying here, and I'm going to explain what verse 25 means. Okay. What did Paul mean when he wrote verse 25? He gave the reason, didn't he? In verses 11 through 24. Now, I'm step through them with understanding. Paul is talking. For I speak to you Gentiles, is as much as I am an apostle of the Gentiles. I magnify my office. Because he's got an office, and he's going to the Gentiles. If by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are of my flesh, or the Jews, and might save some of them. So Paul is starting off by saying that I magnify my office, and if by any means I provoke you, that means that some of you might be saved. How is that, Paul? How is it that some of them might be saved? We'll go on and read how Paul explains it. He says, for if by casting away some of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? Now, remember I said earlier how Paul talks to the Gentiles and the Jews? He's not offending either group, but he's bringing understanding to each one of the groups.
Yeah.
I now understand that one helps the other.
Yeah.
They're not that much different, because one is helping the other by provoking the other to want to be emulated. And one is counted in because the other was left out.
Yes.
So there is a connection between Jew and Gentile.
Yes.
It's not two factions that you never heard of or just they're just there. No. They're connected. They don't know they're connected.
All right.
But they're connected.
Yes.
Because Gentiles take into everybody.
Yes.
And the Jews are God's chosen
yes.
people.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It said, the verse 16 says, for if by the first fruits be holy, the lump is also holy. Makes sense. And if the root be holy, so are the branches. What does he say? Who are the natural branches? The Jews.
Yeah.
Who are the wild branches? The Gentiles. But look at it this way. What did it just say? What did it just say? And if the root be holy, Jesus, so are the branches.
Yes.
The branches are what? Holy. You get that?
Yes.
So both the wild and the natural are holy because it is bared up by the root.
Yes.
So the wild branch cannot be nothing but holy.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So Paul is now talking to both groups now. He's addressing both of them. And he says, in 17, and if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, you Gentile, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them.
Yes.
And with them, partakers of the root. Who's the root? Jesus.
Okay.
And the fatness of the olive tree.
Yes.
Talking about the Gentiles. We grafted in. But what did the next verse say? Boast. Boast not against the branches. But if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root you. You don't bear Jesus. Jesus bears you.
Yes.
And you're grafted in as a wild branch. So don't boast because you're grafted in now that you can be partakers of Jesus Christ and salvation.
Well,
don't boast because of that. And you might add, well, I'm pretty proud of being included, you know, but don't boast about it.
Yes.
Why not, Bill? Because 19, thou will save them, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Wow. Sounds a little bit about what we're talking about, conceit.
Yes.
That you can do it on your own.
Uh-huh.
I'm about me. Mm. Amen.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, still nice to him. He doesn't really go at him and tear him up. He said, well, Because of unbelief, they were broken off. Bill, because of unbelief. And thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. But you see how Paul is bringing in what the Gentiles have as opposed to what the Jews have. The Gentiles have faith.
Yes.
They were grafted in by faith.
Yes.
But the natural branch was there.
Yes.
They didn't have to come by faith. They had to follow the law. They had to follow those kinds of things. Amen?
Amen.
So he says, and I like how Paul hits them right. Hits them. Paul, this is the hardest part Paul gives them. He says here, behold. I like how Paul talks. He says, behold. Therefore, the goodness and severity, two sides, right? Of God on them which fail, severity. He got on, didn't he?
Yes.
And if you follow the other lessons, you know how God punished the Jews because in one of the Old Testament it said they were without remedy. There was no remedy for them to get back to what they once were. So he destroyed them and turned them over to the Gentile nations, starting with Nebuchadnezzar. Okay? Therefore, but toward you, Gentile, goodness.
Yes.
You goodness. Okay? So he said, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise, thou shalt be cut off.
Yes.
That was a wake-up call.
Yes.
So I'm grafted in because of faith and goodness, and if I stop being good, you mean you can cut me off?
Yes.
That's what he said.
That's what he said.
I don't think he said anything different, did he?
No.
So Paul is still trying to bring understanding to this group of people that he's addressing. So he says, and they also.
Yes.
If they abide not still in unbelief, what happened? Shall be grafted in. Wow. For God is able to graft them in again. So therefore, he's giving those Jews hope.
Yes.
Although you were cut off, separated.
Separated.
And just because these Gentiles has come in as a wild branch, that doesn't mean that you can't come back to your own tree as a natural branch.
Yes,
that
yes.
God can graft you back in, Jews.
Yes.
You have that privilege. Mm-hmm. You have that given to you.
Yes.
If you do not continue in unbelief. Wow. What a gift he's giving to the Jews. He's giving the Gentiles the gift, hasn't he? By just faith. But now he's giving them just, don't keep going in your unbelief.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So, this is about correcting the Roman Gentile believers and showing that Israel will be grafted into their own olive tree. The olive tree was not the Gentiles. It was belonged to the Jews.
Yes.
So, they're going to be grafted back in. Now, let's look at Romans 11 and 17. It says, and also I'm going to look at Genesis 12 and 3. But 11 and 17 says what? It says, and if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them partakers of the root, the fatness of the olive tree. What is Genesis 12 and 3 say? And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Jews are important.
Yes.
The Jews are important.
Yes.
Why did I use that scripture? Why did I use Genesis? Because I'm getting ready to talk about one who was way back in the Old Testament, who was given authority to be the father of many Gentile nations.
Right.
You follow me? Amen. The blessings was to Abraham's seed. It says here, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curses thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. So you're telling me that way back in the Old Testament, that Abraham was going to help us by being the father of many nations, and therefore we shall be blessed, and as a wild olive branch, we're going to be able to be grafted in until to Jesus Christ is the root, that we're going to be able to do that?
Yes.
Is that what you say to me?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying to you. Jew and Gentile are connected because of Father Abraham.
Yes.
Why was Abraham so important then? Why did Jesus make this to him? Well, let's read on and find out. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. Galatians 3, 3 through 9 speaks of the Abrahamic covenant as it pertains to all nations. Let's understand it from that perspective, okay?
Yes.
It says, I'm going to start with verse 6. Yeah, start with verse 6. Even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. We're talking about righteousness today. I hope you remember.
Yes.
Know ye therefore, Paul is still talking, know ye therefore that they which are of faith, who are they?
Yes.
That's us.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay? Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, what? The same are the children of Abraham.
Yes. Yes.
Connection.
Yes.
Connection. I'm not talking about just because Paul is talking about it. He's talking about, I'm talking about from what Abraham did.
Yes.
That was the connection.
Yes.
That was the connection.
Yes.
That's it. And the scriptures, Paul's now going to the Old Testament. He's going to the Old Scriptures. He's saying, and the scriptures, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through what?
Faith.
Foreseeing way down the line, yes. Abraham, down the line, Abraham, I'm foreseeing this.
Yes.
They're going to be saved or justified by faith in Jesus Christ. Wow. 9 says, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Did I read Romans 1:17 yet?
No.
I won't go there because that was some of my new teaching that I found out when I reread it. And that'll be another lesson, so I'm going to go there, okay? It says,
okay.
Let's go to Romans 4. Romans chapter 4. No, I do want to go to Romans 1:17. Romans 1:17. Because I want to tie all this into Abraham. And look at this. What does Romans 1:17 says? For therein is the righteousness of God. How? Is the righteousness of God. How is it revealed?
From faith to faith.
Reveals from faith. Wow. For therefore, it is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. That's what we have. We have faith in God.
Yes.
Amen. So therefore, when we read Romans 4, 16, I told you this was a teaching. Romans 4, verses 16, and it reads, therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. Wow, you see how it works in? You see, grace works in because of our faith. You can't receive grace with no faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen.
Amen.
And it says here, going on with 6:17. No, I'm going on. Therefore, it is by faith that ye might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Okay, you getting the seed now? You picking that up? Not to that only which is of the law. Who's he talking about?
Jew.
But to that also which is of the
faith.
There it is, of Abraham.
Yeah.
Who is the father of us all.
Oh.
You see what he's trying to get you to understand?
Yeah.
That's why I had to jump around the scripture, because if you read just one scripture, it won't tell the whole story.
No.
You got to go and find out the missing pieces that you need to have. Amen. He said, scripture also said, search the scriptures for in them. Well, you know. 17. As it is written. I like how Paul goes back. Don't take my word for it.
All right.
Don't take my word for it, Paul was saying, although I am the apostle to the Gentiles. And I magnify my office. Don't take my word for it. It says, as it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, the word believed, even God, who quickens the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Sounds a little bit like gospel message there. 18. Who against hope believed in hope. Who are you talking about? Talking about Abraham.
Yeah.
That he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. What is Abraham got to go on right now? What God told him, what was spoken to him. Didn't we talk about weeks ago, how shall you hear unless you have preaching?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
God was preaching. To Abraham.
Oh, yes.
Amen. If you don't know it, he spoke in word.
Yeah.
Dude, what do you think God was saying to Abraham? Hey, Abraham, how you doing? I think it's being, you know, look at Abraham. I'm going to make you a father of many nations. And what did Abraham do? He believed it.
Yes.
He believed it.
Yes.
Okay. So shall thy seed be. He believed that. And so 19 said, and being not weak in faith. Who did faith belong to? The Gentile. He's exercising a Gentile belief,
yes.
Isn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Isn't he?
Yes.
And being not weak in faith, mm-hmm. but considered not his own body, now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God. We have no reason to stagger about what the word says about who we are. Not at all. He said, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief.
All right.
And what was the main problem with the Jews during Paul's time that he was talking about? Unbelief.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because it was unbelief that they were cut off from the tree.
Yes.
But they can get back in. How?
Faith.
Abraham's talking about it right here. You're seeing this with me. He said here. He staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief. He was a believer, but was strong in faith. Not weakened. He was strong in faith. What did he have to make him strong in faith? He believed. Did you know that your faith can get stronger if you just believe what the words say?
Yes.
Pastor talked about, and everything shoots to my mind. Pastor talked about this morning that call for the elders of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe that? Or do you just read it? Mm-hmm. Is that just something you read?
Come on now.
I don't. Because everything I read, I believe now.
Yes.
I believe God's word.
Yes.
I believe what he said. I'm like Abraham here. He's believing what God told him.
Mm-hmm.
Spoke to him. Let's use the words. He spoke to him. It says, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Understand, folks, that none of this has happened yet. He was still 100 years old. Sarah's womb was still considered dead.
Yeah.
But he staggered not at the promises that he will be the father of many nations.
All
right. Lord, let me tell you what I don't have before you say that. I'm old, you know, Sarah's old, and I need a son myself, Lord. And, you know, how can I do this? How can I, Lord? He staggered not at that. That is, he didn't look at his what circumstances. How often do we look at our circumstances to determine how we're going to live? He didn't say that. He said, don't stagger at these kinds of things, because God is able to do all things but fail.
Yes.
That's what we must believe. That's what we must hold on to as a Christian.
Yes.
It's a terrible thing to lose your faith. That is the thing that got us over, because Paul said, if you lose your faith, I'll cut you off again. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
He said here, and I like this verse 21. Boy, I like it. He said, and being fully persuaded, fully persuaded, what he had promised, he was able also to perform. Now the kicker, the 22nd verse is the kicker. What did it say? And therefore, it was imputed to him for righteousness. Who is righteousness?
Right.
Who is our righteousness? Jesus Christ is our righteousness.
Yes.
And he's saying it was imputed to him for what?
Righteousness.
Righteousness. So you can't say that Abraham wasn't aware of who Jesus was. Because if you're going to get imputed righteousness, who is righteousness? Amen.
Amen.
It says here in the Word, he said here that through faith he believed.
Yes.
That was a Gentile thing. You know, it was a Gentile thing to me. But Abraham believed.
Yes.
Oh, saints, if you just believe with your whole heart, if you trust in the Lord with all thine heart, don't lean to your own age of 100 years old. Don't lean on things that you see out in the world. But believe those things which God said.
Yes.
It shall be.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go back now. You see how we get this understanding here? So here, I'm going to now read verse 6. I'm going to jump back to 6, I think. I don't know what chapter is in there, but bear with me. 11, 6. Even as Abraham, now Paul is wrapping up a few things in Romans. So now we're going to jump back to Romans. So he said, even as Abraham believed, you guys, it was accounted to him for righteousness. He's only repeating what it was said in the Old Testament.
Well,
know ye, who's he talking to? Jew, Gentile. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, who?
Gentile.
The same are the children of Abraham. Wow. Wow, I'm a child of Abraham. How am I a child of Abraham? Because the nations were included. Part of the seed. We're a seed of Abraham. Wow, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And Paul deals it. I like how Paul writes. If you don't believe what I just said, let me tell you a little bit more about it. He said, and the scripture.
All right.
I like how he goes back. You don't believe me.
All right.
Was apostle to the Gentiles.
Yes.
Magnifying my office.
Yes.
An apostle.
Right.
You have to believe everything I said. Let's see what the scripture said.
Yes.
And he said, and the scripture, foreseeing that God was